insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp. The lamp is within glass. The glass as if it were a pearly white star lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light. Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah presents examples for the people, and Allah is knowing of all things.
So, based on what we said earlier, can understand that the Holy Quran specifies the manner and the way of the divine light by means of an exact and nice similitude. So it first says, the similitude of His light is as a niche wherein is a lamp. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. And then it continues, al misbahu fi zujaja, the lamp is in a glass. الزُّجَاجَةُ كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكَبٌ دُرِّي. The glass is as it were a glittering star. يُوقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ, lit from a blessed olive tree. زَيْتُونَةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَةٍ, neither of the east nor of the west. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ, whose oil would almost glow forth though no fire touched it. Nurun ala nur, light upon light. Now, let us, in order to explain this example, pay attention to some matters, and I assume this is necessary. The Arabic word mishkat is in fact a kind of hole, a kind of tiny place, which was used to be created in a wall. And old common lanterns were kept there in order to be protected from the wind and the storms. So they would still be on in the case of storm or fast winds. And sometimes a ledge was made in the room, and the side of that part of the wall toward the yard was covered with glass. So both inside of the room and the yard were lighted. Meanwhile, the lantern was saved from any kind of wind and storm. So, Mishkat was also applied to the glass cases were made in the past that were in the form of cubic rectangles, which had a lid, and on top of it, there was an opening for letting air out, so it was used for putting light in it. Anyway, Mishkat, in short, is a case for protecting light against wind and storm, and since it was often made in wool, the light was focused and reflected towards the room and the place where it was lit.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, regarding this verse, we were discussing the words used and the terms. The Arabic word zujaja means glass. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. The Arabic word zujaja means glass. And in fact, it is applied to transparent stones, and since glass is made of that stone materials, and it is transparent, it is also called zujaja. Here, and in this verse, it means a kind of bulb that is put on the lamp to protect its flame, and to lead the movement of air from bottom to the top, and to increase the lightness of the torch ultimately. The Arabic word misbah also means a kind of lamp that usually has a wick and a flammable oil material, and the wick is burned. The Quranic sentence, يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ, lit from a blessed olive tree, زَيْتُونَةٍ, لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ, neither of the east nor of the west, refers to an energetic material which is particularly suitable for this very lamp. Because olive oil is pressed from a blissful and fruitful tree, it is one of the best oils for burning. We will continue our discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. but this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.